please me with, that part is not working anymore. Let's say, is the part that I was singing. Now I'm getting old, I cannot sing anymore. Right? If I will see myself as that fellow who could sing, I cannot do anymore. I lost it. What should I do? Become depressed. Even maybe suicidal. Whatever. That's always negative, right? What else should I do? For all the different aspects of my life, if I'm counting on this, when I'm getting old, all of them are decreasing. Does that mean that I'm less alive? I could be more alive. With what? There are something else which is not physical, but it works emotionally. For me, I'm getting old. Older I get, lesser some stuff I could do, but more other stuff I learned to do, which is not about me. It's about my joy. I do something for really nothing and I enjoy it. That's painting. This is the stuff that I paint. I'm not going to sell it. I don't even think about the rest of it. I do it because I enjoy it. And that's a source of life. Because Vincent Van Gogh paid his entire life. He died at youth for that pleasure. Have you ever seen someone to say, oh, Van Gogh, that stuff, I don't want to be that one. Everybody envies the guy. Everybody envies the guy. Oh, I know a lot of names of these big guys who kill themselves at the end of the day. Tolstoy is one of the famous ones. For me, the personal is Jack London. In youth, I read all his books, even the one which was prohibited. He killed himself. Why? Because he was miserable? Because his life was not worthy of? His physical one was not. But the other one is there. The joy and the satisfaction of creating something has nothing to do with the animal. That's another kind of life. Let's say I want to present to you someone. I could say, this is my sister. Oh, hello, very nice, how are you? She's a real estate agent. And she's working. So what? I'm talking about a life here, a person, right? What about if I say, this is the lady who has founded 3 different foundations, non-profit foundations to help the people. And she's very famous in this city and that city. And everybody admires her work, social work. Now what I'm talking about, I'm referring to another kind of life. The first one was real one. I said, this is my sister. And she is doing this. And this is her job. These are the animal part of it, right? Could I be proud of those serious stuff that she's doing, that everyone is doing? But when it comes to the social good words she had, I feel a pride in here because I give credit to that part of the life. Now, I'm not important. She is important for herself. How does she count on herself? If she believes that she has done something good, she enjoys a different life, isn't it? That's what we are referring to. If you have the candle in your hand, you will see the elephant. If not, we have to try to give you these examples. And when I give these examples, this is a story I made to my sister. It's not that one. First of all, I have three sisters. You don't know which one I'm talking about. When we make a story, don't go to the story and be fooled by the form and the referral point. Here we are talking about the spiritual life. So if you're looking at yourself and you look for your animal life, you should be disappointed. But if you look for your spiritual life, you will find another dimension. Yes.
When thou receivest life from God, O dependent one, then thou wilt become independent of the mud and will go aloft. When the sucking is separating from its nurse, it becomes an eater of morsels and abandons her. Thou, like seeds, art in bondage to the milk of earth. Seek to wean thyself by the spiritual food.
Means what? I hope your memory will help you, even with the Alzheimer you all have. We talked about this a lot. Remember? When we opened the book 2, we talked about the milk. He said, let go of the blood, come to the milk. Book 3, you started to talk about fasting, right? Now here we go, let's go over there. And I'm sure he's going over there because of the next verse that you haven't read yet. I'll show you that. He went go back to the beginning of book 1 and said, listen, if the milk for you is earthly milk, then you are the animal. Do you remember over there I told you that blood should turn to milk, and by milk I mean something special. Here I'm giving you the address. The milk is coming from a different source. I'm talking about another kind of milk. You remember over there he started to talk about this knowledge and he called it a name. It's Hikmat, Hakim. Remember, I always go back to the word Hakim because Hikmat is not knowledge, it's wisdom. There is that different tonation over there. Yes?
Drink the word of wisdom, for it hath become a hidden light. O thou who art unable to receive the unveiled light, to the end that thou mayest become able, O soul, to receive the light, and that thou mayest behold without veils that which is now or is hidden.
Let's make it a little bit more clear. He said, listen, do you remember I told you there is something in you and the problem is in you? But in book 2, you were presented with this wisdom, right? And I said, this is special knowledge. Do you remember what was that, the special knowledge? I said, first of all, it's not going somewhere. It's coming back and bringing it to we. I said, in this universe, whatever is has a limit. There is size to everything. Do you remember? The ring of the camel, everything has a limit, except that gift that comes to a special people. This was the beginning, right? Then I said, it's a matter of coming back, joining others, becoming we. It's a matter of stopping this donkey, which is thinking about the grass only and is the enemy of the path. And the third point was, do you remember the third point? It's the imagination of my friend Khalil. That's going through the fire, becoming selfless. We talked about this, eh? And you know what, the Satan was there and said, it's impossible. I said, shut up, you don't understand what they're talking about. He said, remember all of that. Drink this milk without any barrier, without paying attention to the bottle. Okay? Because look at you. It's very difficult for you to understand this stuff really open. You need some barriers, something to protect you. But if you change your attitude, you will see the covered stuff. Because for you, logically, if something is covered, means nobody could see it. Exceptional people will see the covered stuff. And you could do that. You could see the light without this one, with the other one. You know what? You will become a star. And without your feet, you will cross the galaxies. Why? The star of Moses that appears in the dream of Pharaoh, you should become that one. Because that's what it is in you. Do you remember? The star, the light of spirituality is in the dream of the ego. Could start there. You should be that one to change. Yes?
To the end that thou mayest become able, O soul, to receive the light, and that thou mayest behold without veils that which is hidden, and traverse the sky like a star, nay, journey unconditioned without sky. Thus thou camest into being from non-existence.
Repeat that, please. And traverse?
And traverse the sky like a star. Nay, journey unconditioned without sky.
Means what? Journey unconditioned without... You have to remember before we talked about it a lot, and we said, remember, the word that your lady upstairs, your logic is using is why, because. Remember? And we told you, oh, there is a vast space of no cause, no one. We call it Bichu, a field that has no question in it. Because everything is clear and there is no cause. Do you remember it? When somebody is in love, you cannot ask why. And the fellow cannot tell you because this. I don't know, it happens. This is what I'm talking about. Going in the other field that you don't believe in cause and effect. It jumps out, that's the creation of Haq. When it comes to love, you cannot go for cause and effect over there. It's just a magic. So you should become that star, and you should go around in the field of no cause and effect. How? So, exactly the same way you came here. How did you come here? Do you remember? Was there a cause, effect, and something like that? Oh, later they told you that, yes, we had sex. But why really you came here? So you came here from non-existence to existence. Really? How did you come? Like a drunk fellow? You see, you don't remember the path that you came to. From, but I will give you a hint. How about that hint?